News. I'm Laura Winters. ISIS claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Five gunmen wearing masks shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons as other people are screaming and running for cover. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby telling reporters,
"There's no indication at this time that Ukrainians were involved in the shooting."
Now, the Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack 2 weeks ago. Conservative Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the House Majority Leader removed. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
Well wishes coming in from around the world, reacting to news that Princess Kate Middleton being treated for cancer. The princess, who is 42, describing in a video recording how she and her family are dealing with the diagnosis.
"This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
As for the couple's three children,
as I've said to them, I am well. I'm getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. USA's Dave Collins with more.
Trump faces a Monday deadline to pay his $464 million bond in a civil fraud case. Records show that James has formally registered judgments against Trump, the Trump Organization, and his two older sons in Westchester County, which signals Trump National Golf Club and the Seven Springs Estate may be at risk of being seized. Trump's lawyers say they can't find an underwriter willing to take on the entire amount.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.